Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
This is a Rogue Media Network podcast. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How is your social battery right now? Are you drained, bursting with energy? It's at this level because maybe you don't have enough boundaries, less social in the winter. There can be many reasons. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. What's the right amount of socializing for you, and how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you just need some more time alone. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Therapy is helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, and it isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/365 today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/365.
This is 365 Sports, powered by Sikkim365.com.
Jason Scheer, very patient with me because we just had a lot of stuff going on that first hour. Jason, thank you for being patient and coming on when you can. So where is Arizona with Coach Brennan and who they are as they now will eventually hit the break and get into the fall next year?
Yeah, you know, it feels like with Arizona, they're in a somewhat unique situation because not only do they have a new coaching staff, but they still have almost 20 open scholarships. That's what they have to fill. So there's guys at some positions playing in camp that probably when, you know, Arizona's all done with their roster here in the next month or so, won't have a major role. But, you know, the defense pretty much stayed the same. It's a little more aggressive because Arizona retained Dwayne Aquina as defensive coordinator. And the offense is going to be a little different. And so they're installing kind of a whole new offense in a way. So there's been some good days and some bad days, but you know, it seems to be going well. It's only camp, so that remains to be seen, but so far so good.
Jason, what's ultimately going to happen with Takario Davis?
I believe he will wind up staying at Arizona, but it's a really unique situation. I mean, he's still in the portal. He hasn't removed himself. When we asked him why, he said basically he wants to give this coaching staff a chance. My guess is, you know, he'll go through all of spring ball, which is there's another week or so. The spring game is Saturday, actually. And then he'll kind of make a decision. You know, based on his interactions, based on what he said, it feels like he's going to come back to Arizona. But until he removes his name from the portal, you just never know.
Jason, obviously a lot of guys have moved on with Coach Jed Fish, but also Coach Nansen, now over at Texas, Johnny Nansen has brought in a couple of players now at this point as well. Where do you feel like they've been hit most impacted by the exodus of those in the transfer portal?
Yeah, I think the defensive line, by far. Russell Davis and Isaiah Ward were two defensive ends that got playing time last year. They went up to Washington. Tia Savea and Bill Norton were two interior defensive linemen that got a lot of playing time, and they went to Texas. So the defensive line is a major priority. Now, they've gone out and they got a few transfers. Trey Smith from San Jose State, who's really good. Another guy named Chuba Mai, who's very good. But they got to get more defensive linemen. And then I would say cornerback. They have Takario, but they lost their second cornerback, Ephesian Freiflach, to Washington. And there's really they lost Jordan Shaw also to Washington, who's another corner. So there's really no depth at all at corner. So defensive line and corner, I think, are probably the two of the biggest priorities in the portal here coming up.
Norton today committed to Texas in the portal. Can you give us a scouting report? He's a big body, 6'6", 325, and how good he is?
Yeah, I like him. First of all, he's a great kid, great locker room guy. Everyone at Arizona loved him. It came down to his relationship with Johnny Manziel, and knowing what Manziel is and how he coaches. And, he, you know, in the system that Arizona plays, the interior defensive linemen don't put up major stats. But he was a run stopper. He graded out as one of Arizona's best players against the run, if not the best, on the defensive line. And he's a guy where, you know, I don't know if he's going to be, you know, all conference or anything like that, but he's going to be a very solid pickup for them.
Jason, how active do you expect him to be in the portal and trying to rope guys in?
Very active. They have no choice. I mean, they're playing, you know, their offensive line, they've been banged up. They're playing a walk-on at guard right now. The spring game isn't going to be normal. Usually it's been where they split it up into two teams. They don't even have enough guys to do it. Right now, Brent Redden said the other day, it's going to be a little different format. They got to get linemen on both sides of the ball. They got to get better at corner. They have to be aggressive. There's just not a lot of depth at certain positions because, really, Jed Fish took the, I would say, 80% of the incoming recruiting class.
Have they had Noah Fifita and Tetro McMillan just wrapped in bubble wrap basically all spring long?
You know, it's funny you say that. It went through the entire spring, and the other day at practice, T-Mac came down wrong and had a limp. And I think he's fine. We'll know tomorrow when Arizona practices again. But as part of you is like, you know what, we're done here. Just shut him down for the spring. We know what he can do. Let's start him up back in fall camp because those guys are just so important to what Arizona is trying to do on and off the field that, you know, they have to have them. And so when T-Mac went down, everyone was just like, oh, no. But I believe from what I've heard, he should be okay.
Jason, to basketball now, Arizona has not made their big portal move yet, but do you expect something here in the next couple days?
Yeah, Trey Townsend is the guy they're going after from Oakland. It's between Arizona, Ohio State, and Michigan. You know, I don't know if Arizona's the clear leader, but they're right there. They have a very legitimate shot of getting him. You know, if they don't get him, I think there's other guys that they'll pivot to. But he is by far their number one priority. He would come in and start at power forward right away. And, you know, they don't have a lot of room to kind of add portal guys. They probably have, I think they have three open scholarships. Caleb Love's decision, whether or not he comes back, that'll decide a lot of what they do with the roster. But Trey Townsend is the guy, and I expect him to decide some point this week.
Jason, I'm not sure if you've had time to read Ross Dellinger's article in Yahoo Sports. He's going to join us in like an hour somewhere about the history of everything and where they are now today with the conferences, where they are. And it all still goes back to the alliance. And did the Pac-12 at all in the last 2 to 3 years make any decision that was good?
No, they didn't. And you're right. Like, it all goes back to the alliance. It all goes back to having the option right there in front. The presidents don't want to. And, you know, I always go back to saying, like, it's the arrogance of the Pac-12 and the presidents was their downfall. If they hadn't been so arrogant, they would still be there. It is 100%. And look, George obviously has a lot of blame. Don't get me wrong, but the presidents and the arrogance there played a very, very large role.
Yeah, I think Jim Phillips should read the article and go, man, the Pac-12 fell apart in this alliance. Things aren't going well for us here over on the other coast. Maybe I shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, I mean, they're next. You know, that's just the belief is they're next, and these schools must feel confident in that they're going to find a way to get out of, you know, these contracts or whatever. And if that happens, the ACC is going to find itself in a similar position to the Pac-12.
Jason, so with Brennan there and what is obviously you mentioned a lot of holes, like 20 openings now in the roster, when the portal's open and it's going to be open, heck, I still don't think it ever really closes, but how much construction do they have to do and how much time do they actually have to get it done?
A lot of it is depth, which is nice. You know, the defense, they've got the secondary, the safety settled, linebacker, they're pretty good. They still have a starting defensive line that's solid. So it's not like you're going out. I mean, offensively, they have their top linemen, receivers. It's not like you're going out and you're like, we need a starting quarterback, right? I think the goal of Arizona and really every team is to probably get this done by the end of May. I think you want to know who you have by the end of May. You know, I still go back to last season. Arizona's best pass rusher was Taylor Upshaw, and they didn't add him to late May. And I think you're going to see some of that where, you know, I expect more movement this upcoming week with guys that necessarily didn't do well in spring or, you know, Alabama or another school like that says, oh, we need a corner or something like that. And so I expect more movement, but I think you want to know your roster basically by the end of the academic year so you can enter summer workouts and all that knowing what you have.
So with the changes at coaching at Arizona and then what you see at Utah, what Deion's doing at Colorado trying to do, replenish his roster in ASU, how do you rank – and is it easy to say Utah is one? Because Arizona was so good last year. How do you rank the four incoming schools to the Big 12 ready for the conference?
I think Utah's probably number one. They have some questions, but they also are proven right now. And, you know, I honestly believe that Arizona would be two and ASU and Colorado kind of fighting it out because the core talent of Arizona State, right? Now, if Arizona loses – Zachario Davis or someone like that, things change, right? But right now, the core talent that they have is better than the core talent of Colorado and ASU. It's just a matter of, you know, they need offensive linemen. Well, what type of offensive lineman can they lay into the portal? If they can go and land a guy that's capable of playing if needed, they'll be fine. If they're landing, you know, guys that just aren't very good, you know, then obviously they won't be. So the quality of the player in the portal is going to determine a lot of that. But the fact that they were able to keep the core together is a very big deal.
Jason, thank you very much. Appreciate your time and also, again, your patience. We had to push him back quite a bit because I was running late. There's so many things we tried to get off the top.
This has been a Rogue Media Network production.